A program to fight oppression 1. End austerity now, build a mass movement against all cuts. No to cuts in jobs, benefits and public services. Call on labor councils to reject Tory cuts and set budgets based on need, using their reserves and borrowing powers to fund them too. Homes, health, education for all, a mass building and renovation program of decent, affordable council housing to ensure homes for all and make it easier for women to leave abusive situations. For councils to use their existing powers to introduce rent control now, save our NHS. Invest in publicly owned, democratically run, high quality and free adult, social and children's care for a socialist NHS, free at the point of use and under democratic control, providing all necessary services including mental health services. Kick out the privatizers, end the school's funding crisis. Free, publicly run, good quality education, available to all at any age. Abolish university tuition fees now, and introduce a living grant. No to academies 3. Defend living standards. Trade union struggle to increase the minimum wage to £12 an hour without exemptions as an immediate step towards a real living wage. For an annual increase in the minimum wage, linked to average earnings. A maximum 35-hour week with no loss of pay. Scrap zero-hour contracts. For employment rights from day one at work, reverse the pensioner tax. Increase the state pension by 50% now as a step towards a living pension. Scrap universal credit. Labor councils should use their existing powers to implement payments to make sure no family or individual suffers as a result of this cruel Tory measure. Reverse all benefit cuts. For stop sexual harassment, build campaigning student unions that challenge sexism. For democratic and accountable elected committees of students and workers to have a say in how incidents are dealt with, so decisions are not left in the hands of overpaid and unaccountable university vice chancellors or boards. Free education would free women from the vulnerability student debt creates. For trade unions to organize and campaign against sexual harassment, including organizing strike action to stop sexual harassment in the workplace. Support unions taking action to defend safety measures such as the RMT union's campaign to keep the guards on trains. Scrap zero-hour contracts for workers and young people to fight for zero tolerance to sexism at all levels of society, for quality and informed sex and relationship education which challenges all forms of prejudice, discrimination and harmful gender norms, and mass action to expose and challenge state sexism. 5. Fight workplace discrimination. For trade union organization to stop bosses sacking pregnant women and to ensure that women's pay and terms and conditions are not cut on their return to work after maternity leave. For a trade union campaign to win improved working conditions, including the right to time off work for symptoms of the menopause, and for training of trade union health and safety reps to help enforce this end period poverty. For free, quality sanitary products to be provided in schools, workplaces and relevant public services. Period dignity requires an end to austerity. 6. Real justice for victims of domestic violence. Fight for fully funded council-run services specialized to suit the needs of those fleeing domestic violence, with democratic accountability to and by service workers and users. Increased and improved services to help women affected by domestic violence, rape and abuse, including paid time off from work to access support. Reinstate access to legal aid. Increase the threshold for legal aid so that all women can access it for divorce cases. No to enforced mediation. Take the courts out of the hands of the 1%. Campaign for police accountability and the election of judges under democratic control by the working class. 8. For the right to choose. Mass struggle led by the trade unions to defend the right to free, safe and legal abortion. End the need for two doctor's signatures. Access to free fertility treatment on the NHS for all who need it. Nationalize Big Pharma and fund research into safer, more effective contraception and the right to fertility treatment on the NHS. No to rationing of IVF and maternal and child poverty. Reinstate pregnancy grants, maternity, and child benefit for all, and end the government's two-child policy on tax credits and universal credit. Raise benefit levels to reflect the real cost of pregnancy, childbirth and bringing up a child. Fight for free flexible childcare. for the right to paid parental leave. 9. Build fighting mass organizations for fighting trade unions, democratically controlled by their members. Full-time union officials to be regularly elected, and receive no more than a worker's wage. Organize militant trade unionists with the National Shop Stewards Network for a mass workers' party, drawing together workers, young people and activists from workplace, community, environmental, anti-racist and anti-cuts campaigns, to provide a fighting, political alternative to the pro-big business parties. 10. Fight for socialism for a socialist government, to take into public ownership the top 150 companies in the banking system, that dominate the British economy, run them under democratic working class control and management. Compensation paid only on the basis of proven need, a democratic socialist plan of production, based on the interests of the overwhelming majority of people, and in a way that safeguards the environment for international workers' solidarity. No to the bosses' neoliberal European Union and single market. For a socialist Europe and a socialist world,